Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know Travis on the 405 is. Travis, are you there?
Yeah.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. For those playing at home, Travis has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
How many lives are cats said to have?
Nine.
Correct. The Nike headquarters are located in what West Coast state?
California?
No.
Pass.
The medical instrument for listening to the action of someone's heart or breathing is called a what?
Stethoscope?
Yes. What Def Leppard member lost his arm in a car crash?
I don't know his name. I know it's the drummer. Pass.
What fast food restaurant can you get jumbo egg rolls and tiny tacos?
Jack in the Box.
Yes. Who played the title character in the early 2000s comedy Joe Dirt?
David Spade.
Yes. Third Eye Blind was formed in what California city?
San Francisco.
Correct. What color is the L in the Google logo?
Red.
No.
Yellow.
No.
Green.
Yes. What is the capital of England?
Brussels?
No.
London.
Yes. What rapper has the hit songs Buy You a Drink and Bartender?
T.I.?
Oh, so close. No. But, Travis, you got seven correct.
Okay.
I think you played the game very well.
He passed when he didn't know.
Yes. And I don't know if the Def Leppard one I should give to him, but Steve's in here, so.
I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no. Okay.
Because I think Steve Migs might know the answer.
Okay.
So I want it to be a fair, you know, a fair game.
Well, that's really nice of you. We'll see if he does.
Integrity is important on this show.
Is it? Steve, are you ready?
What show are you on right now?
Yes!
How many lives are cats said to have?
Nine lives.
Correct. The Nike headquarters are located in what West Coast state?
That would be Oregon.
Yes. The medical instrument for listening to the action of someone's heart or breathing is called a what?
Okay. Tatum plays with one of these all the time. I mean, it's not a real one. It's one. Stethoscope.
Yes. What Def Leppard member lost his arm in a car crash?
Every time she puts something, I have to go boom, boom. Rick Allen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fast food restaurant can you get jumbo egg rolls and tiny tacos?
Jack in the Box.
Correct. Who played the title character in the early 2000s comedy Joe Dirt?
David Spade.
Yes. Third Eye Blind was formed in what California city?
San Francisco.
Correct. What color is the L in the Google logo?
Is it green?
It is. Nice. What is the capital of England?
London?
Yes. What rapper has the hit songs Buy You a Drink and Bartender?
Buy
you a drink?
I don't know. I'm going to go with Lil Wayne.
No! Steve, you almost got a perfect 10 if you knew that it was T-Pain. But you did get 9, which is still a win, 9-7.
Oh, yes.
Congratulations.
Next time, Travis.
Yeah, Travis said T.I. He had the wrong T.
So close.
T-Pain. And it's buy you a drink. It's
drink.
Yeah, with an A instead of an I. So I was saying it correctly.
I don't know if I even know that song.
What? Okay, Sarah, sing it.
I'ma buy you a drink.
Is it spelled with an A?
Yes.
Buy you a drink.
Yes. I'ma take you home with me. I got money in the bank. Because bank and drank. That's why.
Oh.
He had to make it rhyme. Oh. This is how I know I'm getting old. Because this was a banger when I was like in high school.
This is from high school?
Oh.
I'd like to go back to what Texter earlier said, that Sarah has the worst taste in music. And I think the Texter might be correct.
I'm pretty sure he is correct.
I don't remember this song.
Really? Yourself. Oh, I know this song.
What's your name? Let me buy you a drink. He knows T-Pain. We know him.
Is T-Pain the guy who can actually sing without auto-tune? Was he the one that covered War Pigs, right?
Yeah. They all can sing without auto-tune, Steve.
Just not well.
Excuse me.
Just not well.
Yeah, I mean, I guess technically I can sing. I can physically sing. It doesn't mean I can't sing well.
Do not compare yourself to any singer, please. That is an insult to all the singers and rappers.
You're not wrong.
I don't even know if auto-tune can help Steve.
No, I don't think it can.
You don't think?
I don't think. We should put this to the test.
How do we make that happen?
Who do we know that has auto-tune access?
Right, who has auto-tune and can help us make this happen?
I want to see if this is possible.
That'd be so sweet. What if it works?
Then I'll be embarrassed that I said it wasn't going to work.
Yeah. All right, so how much I hate both of you for doubting my singing abilities.
Most of us have some sort of a doorbell ring cam situation.
Yep.
And have you heard of the latest invention? The next invention in doorbell cameras is devices that are armed to shoot.
Oh, God.
What does this even mean? We're going to tell you after Linkin Park.
Yes, the Daily Migs Show.
The next innovation in doorbell cameras is here, and it is a device that is armed to shoot things at unwanted visitors that come to your home.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't want your cookies.
And it shoots paintballs.
Okay.
Paintballs. There's a Kickstarter for this contraption. It's called Paint Cam Eve.
Okay.
It shoots paintballs and cartridges of tear gas.
See, I feel like people are going to abuse this, though. You know, I don't want that guy selling me my solar paneled roof or whatever and just start, get away, get off my property. Although I kind of wish I would have had something like this recently, but I'll tell you that after you play you have the commercial for it?
Do we have the audio for it?
I believe we do. So here, let me pull it up for you right
there. Got a little Kickstarter campaign going.
An AI-powered robotic security system equipped with an integrated paintball launcher, face recognition, and sound dispatchers, which allows me to recognize intruders and stop them in their tracks.
You are identified as a non-authorized personnel. You have 5 seconds to leave the property.
Zero compliance. Zero tolerance.
This sounds like a skit. Wow. Doesn't it? It sounds like a spoof.
Yeah. I also took a paintball in the neck one time. It was not pleasant. Those things, even they hurt.
Were you playing paintball? Or
yes,
okay, I didn't know if maybe someone just shot you for the fun of it.
Like, you're wearing a helmet and everything, but it hit where I wasn't covered, and it was awful. It was a terrible experience.
So I wonder how much money they're trying to raise for this thing. Oh, I'm looking at it. Yeah, it's got a little circle on the paint on the ring cam or whatever it's called, and it'll just shoot paintballs at people.
See, I don't even have a ring cam. I just have two labs.
That works pretty well as well.
Yeah, they let you know.
I kind of wish I had it over the weekend because I was wrestling in Portland and I saw somebody like walking in our neighborhood, like my garage ring cam thing went off. And I was like, this is, like later in the night, even my wife texted me like, did you see those people? I'm like, yeah, I just assumed though at the time that they were probably just someone looking for a house, like a party to go to because they had like a flashlight and they were looking. And my wife's like, I'm pretty sure that they were porch pirates.
Oh.
And I was thinking, what if they ended up on the porch and we had the camera so we could see them? Do you turn on your camera and start yelling like, hey, get off my property. I'm going to, I never even thought of how we would handle something like that if they actually were walking up to our porch. We've been fortunate to never have a porch pirate, but that was the closest we've ever gotten where they looked on our porch. And my wife's right. Like, I watched it back. I'm like, oh, yeah, they looked on our porch to see if we had anything. We had nothing on our porch, so they just kept going.
You know, I feel like the original...
But if we had paintballs, we could have shot them with, man, that'd be awesome.
The original here, though, is Kevin McAllister from Home Alone.
Yes.
When he plays, I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property before I pump you full of paintballs.
I just know people are going to take advantage of this. Like, someone's going to be mad at their significant other. They got home late and they're fudging around with the key. And, like, whoever it is, like, I told you not to be late.
I can't wait to see how horribly wrong this goes in some situations.
How much money is it going to cost them? People will kickstart for anything, apparently.
Oh, yeah. You are listening to The Daily Migs Show. You can give us a follow on social media. Our handle is @DailyMigs. Now, Sarah and I were devastated to learn some news. I think this just was last week this news broke. The Golden Bachelor couple, Gary Turner and Teresa Nist are divorcing after only 3 months of marriage.
So their marriage lasted less than the actual show.
Yes.
Right? Because the show goes longer than 3 months.
It goes like 6 weeks.
They just record a lot of material in six weeks.
Yeah, but they're actually like in the mansion or whatever.
Oh, no, but I'm talking about the viewing experience us.
Yeah, it's probably about 3 months. So it probably lasted about the same.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean. Like, yeah, we watched the show and they're already divorced in less time.
Well, I'm devastated.
And of course, they had the wedding televised. Was it live?
Yeah, they had the wedding in January. to get a lot of money, but all the families were there, other contestants.
So what went wrong? That they're not on TV anymore, and so they just realized that this wasn't a good marriage after all?
Well, I mean, it was crazy because a few weeks before they split, I was hearing rumors like they're not living together, and so it was, a big drama. But then I didn't actually think they were going to get divorced.
See, I didn't even know this part, that Gary had actually lied about not dating anyone since his wife had passed away, but apparently that wasn't the truth. He actually had dated before. And that was a huge part of his storyline.
It was.
That he was trying to find, life after losing his wife.
Yeah, and that, so she had the exact same storyline, actually. She was trying to find love after her husband died. Very traumatic.
Teresa says
How do you guys watch this crap?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't understand. It sounds so sad and depressing.
Well, it was a nice change of pace from the actual Bachelor and Bachelorette chaos, which I have not watched any of that in years.
Yeah.
But I was feeling very connected to these golden bachelors and bachelorettes, because I do like the thought of people getting a second chance at love. I mean, all of them had some story of, divorce or, they were widows or whatever it might have been. And everybody is worthy of love, Steve Miggs. Everybody.
Okay. I wasn't saying that nobody deserves love. I just think...
I was just curious
why this was appealing to you. I tried to watch the first episode because I know everyone was talking about it. I think I made it to the first commercial break. I was like, I can't do this one. Not that I can really do any of The Bachelor, so maybe I'm not the right person for this kind of crap.
No, you're not at all.
But yeah.
I will say, though, some of my friends did connect with the older, the Golden Bachelor rather than the, just the regular Bachelor.
Well, most of your friends are gold diggers.
I mean, wannabe, for sure. But
gold diggers.
Exactly. Yes. But I got to say, I miss the hot people, the stupid drama, the everyone just getting too drunk and messy. I missed the regular version.
They're doing, though, a Golden Bachelorette.
They are,
right? So it's going to be, what does that mean? One old woman.
You were going to say one hot chick, weren't you?
One cougar.
Well, she's hot in someone's eyes, I'm sure.
Have they said who it's going to be yet?
They have not. No.
Do you think it's going to be Faith?
I really hope it's Faith.
And, Faith is she's a fellow radio lady.
Oh, that's the local lady.
Yep. And she's from Eastern Washington.
Yes, I really hope it's her. She made it to Final Three, so there's a chance.
She's pretty smoking hot.
Why wouldn't you put the one that just got dumped in it? I mean, that's if you're trying to get ratings.
Wait, do you mean the one that just got divorced or the one that got second place?
No,
she doesn't deserve another chance. Her and the dude are getting divorced after 3 months.
Yeah, but that's all the people are talking about is her right now.
I know, but she wasn't.
Wouldn't you want to strike before it's too late?
And this is
the
other thing.
Before she dies.
This is the other thing, though, with these with these older contestants.
I didn't mean it that way.
That is what you meant.
No, she's what, like 60?
She's 70-something.
They're in their 60s and 70s, for sure. But a lot of these folks, they were not going to be willing to move away from like where their grandkids live. And I can totally understand that. So I think in the case of...
Well, when they had that conversation before they even like got married, like, hey, would you be willing to move? No? Okay, maybe we shouldn't get married. That seems like a good... maybe not the first question you ask while like you're doing these TV dating shows, but at some point you're sitting there, sure the cameras are on you, but wouldn't you ask like those kind of questions?
Oh, for sure. But they probably just felt pressure to say, yes, of course, to get the final rose.
Oh, yeah. I guess if you want to make it to the finals, you'll lie and say whatever is possible just so you can get to the finals.
It's all for the ratings, baby.
Yeah, I don't understand why that show really resonated with you.
Okay, now I have another question for Sarah, because you're a lot more well-versed in the world of Bachelor and Bachelorette. Can somebody that lost or like that got divorced or whatever, can they go back and be a contestant, or is that like off limits?
Oh, for sure.
They can't.
Oh, yeah. There's been people that have been on multiple seasons.
So, all right. It's a free for all, I guess.
Yeah.
Someone said, I know some of those ladies are pretty good looking for being in their 60s from Corey.
It's true.
He says, yeah, I don't watch any of that crap, but I watched one episode with my wife and some of those ladies were pretty good looking.
I mean, the episode where they were playing pickleball, Steve Miggs, they were wearing their shorty short skirts and they had some nice legs. I would have traded legs with any of those women.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Well, you've heard about my knees.
Oh, yeah, you got wacky knees.
Pleasing.
So why are you guys upset? Like all those shows, it's fake and scripted, but none of those weddings last.
That is not true. There are very few, but some of them do last.
What's the success rate on that? I'd say under 10%.
I was going to say around 10%.
Yeah.
I wonder how it compares to just the divorce rate amongst regular people.
It's probably about the same nowadays. Yeah. Everyone's getting divorced.
Look at even on the Daily Mix show, we're 50-50. Danny and I are divorcees.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are still in loving marriages.
We're still trucking along over here.
Yeah. Not giving up after 3 months. Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it. And if you do, you could win tickets to Kaleo at Remlinger Farms on June 26th. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
Time to play Hook or Shook. Kevin Deers is filling in for Danny this week, and he's going to be playing 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and you have to guess what it is. This week, we're playing for tickets to Kaleo at Remlinger Farms on June 26th. This morning, our contestant, everyone say hello to Andy in Puyallup. Good morning, Andy.
Oh,
Good morning.
So you must get both songs right to win. The first one, you'll be on your own. The second one, and this is where you can get shook, a member of our show at random must get it right for you. And if not, you will lose, and caller 9 will get those tickets. So let's see who you are playing with. Me, Migs, or Sarah?
Up, past me. It's currently on Sarah. Is it going to stay? Oh, no, it's coming back to Steve-O.
Back to Migs.
That's right. Back to Late Night Daddy. Let's go.
And Late Night Daddy let me down last time. I got it right that you couldn't get it.
So. You're not the first person to say that Late Night Daddy has let them down.
Andy, are you ready for your clip?
Oh, yeah.
We can play it again.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Give It Away.
Oh, you didn't say it again?
We just gave it away. Play this off.
A jam.
Oh, so good.
Now, Steve Migs, you cannot disappoint Andy twice.
Okay. I do not want to let him down.
Are you ready for your clip?
I'm ready to rock. Oh, man, that one was so easy, too.
Well, let's see how you do it. Let's see how you do with this one.
Oh, man. Kevin's making them easy for us. I love this.
I like Kevin on the board.
Me, too.
Do we play it one more time for good measure?
For funsies. Why not? That's Aerosmith right there. Walk This Way. I did get a little nervous for a second because I was thinking that, oh, could it be Run DMC?
Featured.
It could it be Run DMC with Aerosmith?
But it, well, you chose I was right.
Oh, no, yeah, I had to figure, okay, it's a rock one.
Oh, congratulations, Andy and Puyallup. You're going to go see Kaleo at Remlinger Farms.
Actually, I'm out of town. I just did it for the love of the game, so please still give him to caller 9. I just did it for the love of the game.
Andy. I love it. Andy, you're a good man.
206-803-ROCK, caller number 9. We'll give you those tickets.
And it's Late Night Daddy Redemption today.
That's amazing. What a good guy Andy is.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm proud of you, Steve.
That was easy.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was like one of the first... Would you say that that's the... When Run DMC covered it, that was almost like the world's first rap rock collab. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there was some other stuff going on, but I feel like on the mainstream level... I remember seeing that video and then also in a roundabout way that revitalized Aerosmith's career because they were kind of struggling for a minute. Like, you know, they obviously were massive superstars in the 70s, but I think the 80s weren't all too kind to Aerosmith, especially with all the substance abuse issues, but also their music wasn't really blowing up like it used to. And then all of a sudden here comes Run DMC being like, thanks to a guy like Rick Rubin. It's like, hey, let's do this version of Aerosmith's Walk This Way. And next thing you know, people are giving a crap about Aerosmith again.
Brilliant.
It's kind of cool.
It is very cool.
Yeah, I always love when moments like that happen.
And they did reschedule their Peace Out World Tour.
They are coming back, yes.
Congratulations to the Demon of Screamin'. His voice is going to be okay.
Have you ever seen Aerosmith live?
I've never seen Aerosmith.
Really?
Never.
Oh, man.
That's a concert bucket list item for me, for sure.
I've only seen them... I'm trying to think if I saw them more than once. I don't think I saw them... Because I can't remember if they did... Like, remember when EMP opened?
Okay, yeah.
Now Mopop. But when the music museum opened, they had, like, all these great bands. And for some reason, I have it in my head. Maybe I'm wrong. Aerosmith was a part of that. Maybe not. But there was a bunch of bands, like from Metallica to like Matchbox 20 to I think Dave Matthews. A whole bunch of bands were performing at that.
I'm not sure which Aerosmith show it was, but there was a time they were playing in Seattle. And I think they were playing Back in the Saddle.
Okay.
But they were Steven Tyler was singing Back in Seattle. And I believe he like fell down the whatever they had, like a stairway down the stage or something like that. I think he like actually kind of hurt himself.
Jeez.
Yeah. So stay in the saddle, Steven Tyler. Don't fall out of the saddle.
You're too old to get out of that saddle now. When I saw them, it was, this is going to date me for sure. Remember the album Pump, which had Janie's Got a Gun?
Oh, yeah.
I saw them on that tour. I was a teenager and got to see them on that tour. And I think Skid Row was opening for them. It was at the Meadowlands, although every metal band called it the Meadowlands New Jersey, which was awesome. And they were amazing. They were so good live.
Now, as a teenager, were you old enough to go to that show by yourself or did your parents go with you?
My parents dropped me off at my friend's house and then his parents dropped us off at the concert and then picked us up. It was a full like assembly line going on. But my buddy Tom and I were able to go by ourselves.
Nice.
We didn't have any chaperones. I think they realized that we were two of the biggest losers. That the chances of us causing any trouble by ourselves was zero.
Yeah, we're safe here.
Yeah, like these two are not going to sneak in any booze. They're not going to get in any trouble with the law. They're going to go to the concert, nerd out over the fact that they're hearing their favorite Aerosmith songs, and then get back in the car and go home.
Rockaholics, have we talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We're going to check in with the Rockaholics after AC/DC.
The Daily Migs Show.
All morning long, we have received text messages and phone calls from you, Rockaholics, that we have not yet had a chance to chat about. But the time has come where we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by the Law Tigers.
Rawr.
Yeah, I like that sound effect. That was great.
Thank you.
Call us up now if you want to chime in on anything we've hit on this morning or anything that's on your mind. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier this morning, we were talking about wild places we've fallen asleep.
Okay, meetings.
Inappropriate places we've fallen asleep. Matt in Cedro Woolley wants to contribute to that.
Hi, guys.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, yeah, so when I was 18, I was in a job interview, my first big job. And through the hiring process, they had a, you know, it was a group of, I think, five or six people. And I don't know how long I was asleep, but I got nudged by the person next to me, and the HR lady was staring at me. She was not happy.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I still got the job, though.
Oh, nice.
Wait a second.
I worked there for 5 years.
How do you feel if you're the other people trying to get the job, and you see this dude falling asleep, and he gets the job? Wouldn't that make you reevaluate, like, how you are as a person?
Oh, yeah. My first thought of someone else doing that would be, oh, you idiot.
Did they say something to you after they hired you? Like, yeah, we know you fell asleep, but you were definitely the most qualified. Like, did you ever find out why they still hired you, even though you fell asleep?
I never heard anything past that. So.
That's crazy. Way to hang up on him, Taryn.
Sorry.
Trigger finger over there.
Daniel in Marysville wants to ask us a question, Steve Miggs.
Okay.
What our favorite concert from the 80s or 90s is. What's up, Daniel?
Good morning.
What's
good
up,
morning. Hey, first off, what's your favorite concert from the 80s or 90s?
Oh, there were so many. Like, for instance, my first concert was Iron Maiden, Guns N' Roses on Appetite for Destruction, 7 Son of a 7 Son. That was wicked. Kingdom Come, Metallica, Dawkins, Scorpions, Van Halen, Monsters Rock was pretty doggone cool at the Kingdom in the 80s. I Aerosmith and Skid Row.
Yeah.
That was right at the beginning of the 90s. That was in Seattle as well. Almost all these shows are in Seattle that I've been to. But I'd say for the 80s, it would have to be my first show was Iron Maiden, Guns N' Roses.
I mean, that's setting the bar pretty high.
Dude, that is pretty awesome that you saw Guns N' Roses as an opening act.
Appetite for Destruction? Oh, here's a better. I got a great one for you. There was a band. It was a well-known Seattle. Well, not well-known, but it was a band that got their start in Seattle, from Seattle. And they were singing this song called Man in the Box.
Yeah.
I was a 17-year-old, but it was
so awesome. Dude, I remember when they opened for Van Halen as well. It's kind of crazy to think of Alice in Chains during that. I'm trying to think of, like, in the 80s. Man, because I was like, I think Motley Crue might have been early 90s for me. I don't know if I saw a concert in the late 80s because I was still pretty young back then. It might have been whenever Dr. Feelgood, that album came out. That was my first concert.
Nice.
Seeing Motley Crue during the Dr. Feelgood tour, which was incredible.
Well, and I would say my best concert of the 90s was my first concert also because it was at the Gorge. And when you experience the Gorge for the first time,
that's
pretty next level. And so my first concert was a Gorge concert and it was Boys to Men.
And you still consider that one of your best concerts, huh?
Boys to Men in the heyday in 95, they owned the world, Steve Miggs.
My bad, I forgot you saw them during their heyday. Kind of like seeing Appetite for Destruction tour with the original five members of Guns N' Roses.
You.
No different. It's exactly the same.
Thank you. We've got Justin in Everett. You have another sleeping story to tell us.
Yeah, I got a pretty good one. This was good morning, by the way, everyone.
What's up?
This was back in 2003. I was down at Fort Benning, Georgia on Sand Hill for infantry school. And it's about a 14-week school. We're like halfway through the training. We had some freedom, but not much. And it was almost dinner time. And we had just got back up to the barracks from turning our weapons in. And we got like 20 minutes of free time, which is kind of spare. You know, that doesn't really happen. Long story short, going to the bathroom, or the latrine, I should say, find a stall, go inside of it, put the lid down on the toilet, I sit down, and I fall asleep. Because I'll get a power nap, I'll be fine. Well, I wake up about 20 minutes later to the sound of everyone going down for chow to the formation area. It's like three flights of stairs.
Okay.
So I wake up, I go down, both my legs are dead asleep. So this is like, if I get in trouble, the like 200 people are in trouble. That'll probably go to the whole company, not just platoon level. So somehow I able to low crawl down three flights of stairs. And because we were in the back of the formation, I was able to sneak into formation and not get everyone in trouble. My legs came back awake right when I had to stand up.
So how long do you think it took for them to come all the way back to where you could stand? Are we talking five minutes, 10 minutes?
The arm crawling down three flights of stairs goes kind of fast on your belly. So I just kind of was sliding down the stairs. So it's probably about 2 to 3 minutes solid.
Yeah, my toddler does that on the stairs all the time. She gets down really quick, so I totally know what you mean. That's so crazy.
Have you ever had your legs fall asleep like that?
Yeah, on the toilet as well. It's the worst.
Did you fall asleep?
No, I didn't fall asleep. My legs fell asleep, though.
It was just a lot of, you just had a lot of business.
That was one of those times where I'm like, maybe I should stop playing on my phone while I'm sitting there. You know what I mean? But in his situation, it didn't sound like he was going to the bathroom. He just sat down on the toilet as a place to get some privacy.
I mean, that's a smart move, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Go in there and look like you got...
Until you fall asleep.
So, drama in Covington, you were at the Aerosmith concert that Steve was talking about.
Hey, good morning, my beautiful friends. How are you?
What's up, drama?
Hey, real quick, I missed the show kind of earlier. I was sleeping in, lazy me, but I have two since it's the weirdest place you slept. But yeah, first off, I was at that Aerosmith Skid Row concert in 90, but I saw him at the Tacoma Dome.
Awesome. What a great show, too. That Skid Row, when they first broke big, like that was on their first album, touring on their first album.
Oh, yeah, Youth Gone Wild, biggest song, for sure.
18 and in then, life, baby.
For the weirdest spot I slept in, it's a military thing for me, obviously, being a Marine. I was working with the DEA, where it's called JTF-6, Joint Task Force 6, and we were working with them looking to locate marijuana fields in Northern California. And so we had a three-day off, and we went out there. One of the nights we bedded down and was resting. We woke up the next morning and realized we slept in a patch of poison oak.
Oh, no. Is that something how do they, like, treat that or make it better?
Basically, it's suck it up, buttercup, and calamine.
Oh, God, that sounds miserable. Ouch. Well, Rockaholics, there's a piece of O.J. Simpson history that might sell for over $1.5 million. We're going to tell you what it is at 9:50.
The Daily Show.
The owners of O.J. Simpson's white Bronco are looking to sell it, and they want at least $1.5 million.
Okay, that's a little overpriced.
In the past, they've had offers of up to $750,000.
What are you going
to
do with it? I mean, I'm a fan of the Bronco, especially the old Broncos. I think they're cool looking, and it'd be cool to have a white Bronco and say, oh, this is Al. I would name it Al after Al Cowling because it's a whole story. But
sure.
I ain't dropping $750,000 on that. I guess some people just love to say they own a piece of history, and that was a historic moment.
Absolutely. And they're talking about all of the OJ, like, sports memorabilia and everything
it's
has gone
up.
Way up in value. So they could get their $1.5 million.
I'm not willing to bet $1.5 million, but I'm willing to bet that they're not going to get $1.4 million. Okay, sure. Were you too young? I doubt Sarah remembers. Do you remember the whole OJ and the white Bronco
with Al
Cowling driving?
That was a legendary chase.
Do you remember where you were when it happened?
God, I don't. That I don't. But I just remember the imagery of that.
Yeah.
And you just never forget it.
Where he's just driving and all the cops are behind him. If I remember correctly, it was an NBA playoff basketball game. That I'm pretty sure about that. And I believe it was a Chicago Bulls taking on the New York Knicks. Because I remember, for all I know, this is so long ago, I might have screwed this up. And I'm sorry, I killed a few brain cells in my life. But I'm pretty sure it was during that game. And it cut. And everybody in my household, like, we had some people over and everyone's watching the game. And people were just pissed. Because they're like, we're watching this playoff game with the New York Knicks, which is not often. You know, you were hoping, like, they'd do well. And then all of a sudden they just cut. And like, okay, we're breaking news with O.J. Simpson in the white Bronco. And it was kind of crazy now to think about that.
Get this, though. The people that own the vehicle,
uh-huh.
They were always planning to sell this year because it's been 30 years. It's the 30th anniversary of the chase. Him passing away was just a random coincidence.
Well, that definitely upped the price.
Absolutely.
So however much they're going to get more because he's no longer around. I just want to know who buys it and why and what are you going to do with it? Do you put it on display in your garage and say, hey, do you want to see something cool?
Maybe.
Because I roll my eyes to that, but to be honest with you, if like all of a sudden I'm at a party and my buddy's just like, hey, come to the garage, I want to show you something, and then he's got OJ's or Al Cowling's, whoever's Bronco it was that owned it, I would be pretty fired up to see that. I want to get a picture in it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd probably put on a glove and act like it's not fitting me. Like, hey, what do you mean?
But, I don't know.
Is that tasteless?
Do you drive it or do you treat it like a sports car that you only take to, you know, auto shows and stuff like that? And
I think I would drive it.
You drive it?
Why not?
Really fast?
I mean, I don't drive fast, so no. I might get like one of those window decals and have OJ's face and have it in the passenger seat.
You've thought about this.
No, I'm thinking about it right now. Now I'm getting fired up. Now I kind of wish I had $1.5 million.
Now we're going to crowdfund this money so that you can drive the Broncos.
I'd be happy with a new white Ford Bronco. I don't even need the old school ones. I like the new ones.
The new Broncos are sick.
I think they look great.
They're awesome. Why is a Disneyland guest suing Goofy? You're going to find out during the Daily Migs download after Temple of the Dog.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn today. Enjoy yourself. I know you brought up, you had it in one of your questions during Cellmates earlier this morning about Eggs Benedict. It's National Eggs Benedict Day.
The best breakfast that there is. There is none greater.
I mean, I pissed off people when I said this the last time. I'm going to piss off some people again. It's a real hot take, but Hollandaise is such trash.
What are you talking about?
It's so overrated.
Oh my gosh.
It's just too much.
I would bathe in it.
Hey, congratulations to the Seattle Mariners. I would bathe in their winning waves yesterday. Finally, it looks like they did something good, and that's beat the Cincinnati Reds 9-3. The bats were alive, and George Kirby pitched a really good game, finally living up to the expectations I think many people, not just here locally, but nationally had of our pitching staff. Up next, I think it's Logan Gilbert on the mound, and he hasn't been playing all that bad, but the team hasn't really given him much support, so hopefully they do that tonight as they take on the Cincinnati Reds once again. Let's keep the winning waves going, and maybe finally win a series. That'd be nice.
Let's go Mariners. Also from the world of sports, I'm saying that it may have been the least suspenseful first overall pick in sports history. Caitlin Clark was selected by the Indiana Fever in the WNBA draft. She makes history as the all-time leading scorer in NCAA history. Seattle Storm fans, you're going to have opportunities to see Caitlin Clark during her rookie season when the Indiana Fever play here in the Pacific Northwest on May 22nd and June 27th.
I got to imagine that wherever the up until yesterday, I didn't even know that Indiana had a team and they were called the Fever. Now, of course, I think everybody does because, I mean, Caitlin Clark's a superstar and I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to make it a point to go to a WNBA game to see someone on that level.
If we can get tickets, we should go.
Yes. Now, a Disneyland guest is claiming that she was permanently injured when Goofy fell on her at California's Adventure Park. Now,
yikes.
I do love someone texted in to make fun of you, Terrence. Did you know that Goofy's a cow?
Goofy's not the cow. Mirabelle is. Pluto's not the cow.
Yeah, get with it there, Tarantino.
So, the guy that voiced Goofy said that Goofy was not a dog and that he was a cow. So I don't know. Who do you believe?
Do you believe this Katrina lady who says back on April 3rd of 2022, she was at a park at the Disney California Adventure Park when the incident occurred. She reportedly was tying her daughter's shoe when the character walked into her and then fell on top of her. She's seeking damages for negligence and claims her injuries, quote, will result in some permanent disability.
Wow.
So what do? Do you just hook her up with some Disney tickets? I mean, that's a lot.
That's a good payday right
Lifetime
there.
Lifetime supply?
Yes.
I bet Goofy land on me for that.
I'm just wondering what took her so long to seek legal action here.
I wonder if
it happened 2 years ago.
Yeah, unless it just came out. Like, that does seem kind of odd that if you're saying what happened led to permanent disability, why are we now finding out in 2024 about something that happened in 2022?
After outrage from viewers, CBS is going to re-air Billy Joel, the 100th, live at Madison Square Garden. So Friday night, it was cut short during Piano Man, like the last couple minutes of Piano Man.
The and big people, song, the big final.
That's what everybody was there to hear, right? So here is the audio of how it sounded.
Live from CBS.
CBS Bowl. This is
your... Oh, I'd be so pissed. If you're a Billy Joel fan, and he sounded really good. I saw some of the clips. He even like acknowledged, like, hey, my voice can't do what I used to do. And then he proceeded to do what his voice used to do.
So CBS has apologized. They said there was a network programming error. So for anyone watching in the Eastern and Central time zones, it was cut due to local news. Mountain and Pacific Times saw the song end, but then it cut off before Billy was able to take a bow and address the crowd. So the entire concert is streaming now on Paramount Plus if you don't want to wait until Friday.
So you can watch it again now.
Yeah, of course.
Lakin Tomlinson, get to know that name, at least for the next year. He signed a one-year deal with the Seattle Seahawks. It's worth up to $4 million. He's a guard, a veteran. Last year was not his best performance. The year before, he was considered one of the best. So hopefully it's a new team, new vibe. He'll come in and also a one-year contract. He's going to try and prove himself that he deserves more money than just quote-unquote, the $4 million that he's going to be getting. But if we're talking about the Seahawks, we have to give some love real quick to John Ryan signing a one-day contract with your Seattle Seahawks so that he could retire officially as a member of the Seahawks franchise. One of the greatest punters of all time. Threw a touchdown in a playoff game against the Green Bay Packers. We can't forget that. Very well loved. I'm going to get to see him later today. I thought it was really cool of him. He invited us to come hang out for his retirement party. So we'll be down there. Can't say where, but it's...
Do you think Blitz is going to be there too?
Oh, F. I didn't even think about that. That's so exciting. I'm hoping Marshawn shows up because they were buddies.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And then I get kicked out because I'm being the weirdo asking for pictures from everybody. Mariners play again tonight. The Kraken play as well. Hopefully, they'll stop losing. That's been the theme for the entire season. Second to last game of the year. They're on a three-game losing streak, so hopefully they can end on a high note. The weather, we're going to hit a high of 54 degrees. It's going to rain as well. The DMD brought to you by Kia of Puyallup, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.